If you need a new roof or a repair, Easton Roofing will take care of you. Estimates are always free and suggestions are built on integrity. Visit EastonRoofing.com for more information. Get back to business faster with Easton Roofing. Easton Roofing. Integrity matters.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB, the Interurban Lofts proudly present The Border Patrol with Stephen St. John and Nate Buchanan.
Good morning, my neighbors!
It's showtime!
Salvi hits it to the gap in right center field. Junior has plenty of time to score. Salvi has an RBI double, and it's a one-run game. Now, with runners at first and third and two down, the Royals have the perfect batter at the plate, Michael Massey. And Massey swings, and he drops it into center field to tie the game. So that'll help him out. Royals come right back with two in the bottom of the sixth. Oh, MJ Melendez off the lefty. Deep right field, and the Royals retake the lead. Ground ball, base hit left center field. And with that big lead, the Royals will get two.
They're playing some small ball, and they're playing some long ball.
Melendez drives in another run. And the Royals have three in the bottom of the eighth. And that ball is drilled to deep center field. Isbell is there. 1-2-3 ninth inning for Weaver, and the Royals win it tonight 8-3.
After you guys lose a lead in the top of the sixth, what kind of chatter are you hearing in the dugout after that? I mean, it seems like they were able to, you know, obviously come right back.
Yeah, you know, we've just been playing well, so there's always chatter. I mean, they just believe in themselves right now, so it's just doesn't faze. I think they just know, all right, we got to make something happen. It's just there's a vibe in there, and that usually comes along with playing better baseball and stacking up some wins when you need them, and we need them. And so they're in this spot right now where they trust each other, and that next man up thing. I'm going to get my job done. You're going to get yours done, and then they celebrate. They celebrate pretty hard too. I love it.
City. This is the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John live at the Hilton President Hotel in downtown Kansas City, Missouri. I'm a soft talker for the first part of the show, fellas. How do I sound?
You sound like you got your bedroom voice going.
I'm right by a bed.
Hey, baby. So, how you doing?
I'd like to cordially invite your ass on down to the 100-year anniversary celebration at the Midland tonight.
Yes, sir.
Oh, boy. Here it is. It is happening tonight. But first, we got this show. We're going to hear from Nicky Lopez, who is going to be there tonight. We're going to hear from Jason Whitlock, who's going to be there tonight. We're going to hear from Buster Olney. Unfortunately, he will not be there tonight. Jesse Newell from the Kansas City Stars. Is he going to be there?
I don't know.
Invite him on the air. Gary Lezak, Jeff Chedia from NFL Network will be there. He'll be on the show with us. Former Mizzou head football coach Gary Pinkel will be there tonight. He will be on the show with us at 9:05 while he's driving to Kansas City. And I am the co-MC, so that means there's another MC. The co-MC is Dustin Colquitt, former Chiefs punter. He will be there tonight. Be really weird if he wasn't, and he was a co-MC, but he'll join us at 9:30 before we have a walkthrough, before we have a rehearsal, before we have a sound check. And so he will join us. I'm going to break down the equipment from the President Hotel at about 7:30 or so. And then I'm going to head over to the Midland and do the second half of the show there. So I get a feel for the place. And then I'll be right there and ready to go for the sound check and the walkthrough and everything else. And then I know, Nate, you're going to come down there and hopefully be there by around 11. And we'll get ready for the big night tonight, fellas. So you excited?
I can't wait. Yeah, I'll be down there by 11. And I think I talked to Phil Stranat. I'm going to have a room there that I can take a brief nap in, which I'm looking forward to.
No.
And then I'll be ready to roll for tonight because tonight's going to be amazing. This is going to be one of those unforgettable nights.
You're going to stay down here?
Just during, I'm not going to drive back home or anything before the show.
That's
tonight.
Good.
Yeah,
good idea.
Because I feel like we might be down there. You know, we got a lot of stuff to get ready.
Why don't you go sleep in the drum room?
Well, that doesn't seem like the perfect place to sleep. Seems like more of a place to socialize and have a drink. I love the drum room. Wonderful place.
Why don't you go sleep in Phil Stranat's office?
I might. I don't know. Wherever Phil wants me, that's where I'll be.
He has a nice office.
Well, she should have a nice office.
Right. He's the GM running it.
That's right.
Like Carl Peterson or like Brett Veach. Okay, so we'll be down here. Yeah. What up, Veach?
Yeah.
He's very excited. And look, this is a lot of people put a lot of work into this thing, and I can't read all the names because it's been a lot of people. It's been a group effort, and so hopefully people that are there tonight will enjoy it and will have some fun. And that's the main thing. It's about having fun. I'm all about having fun, like champ kind.
Yep.
And so it's gonna be awesome. Also, I want to mention that our online auction is live, and so you can go to 810whb.com to register, and the auction will end tonight at 10 p.m. And so that's very important because we are raising money for some great organizations like the ALS Association, Mid-America Chapter, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Kansas City, the Victory Project, and Sharewaves. And so that's where the money goes. And so it's very important for us to raise a lot of money. And we have some excellent online auction items for you to bid on at 810whb.com. You just go to 810whb.com and it'll say right there, bid now for some great items. And you can check out, wow, look at this. How about a Chiefs helmet autographed by Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, and Travis Kelce. And along with two lower level tickets to see the rematch between the Chiefs and the Bills. You want that?
Seems pretty nice. Right. Yeah, I don't know if I could afford that.
Can you afford not to get that?
Maybe not.
How about a Bobby Witt Jr. autographed batting helmet along with four crown seats to go see the Royals?
Yes, sir.
Bobby Witt Jr.
How about a Mecole Hardman Game 1 AFC Championship game jersey signed by Mecole Hardman?
The Jet. That would actually be wonderful in my house.
Oh, there's many. There's wonderful. How about, well, boy. Oh, geez. A four-course wining and dining experience for eight people with me and Tim Grunhard at Garozzo's.
Ah, the French champagne.
And my Garozzo.
It's an Italian place.
So it'll be me, Grunhard, and Garozzo, and you'll have a four-course wining and dining experience for eight people with us.
Oh, boy. That's a meal right there.
Yeah. There might be a highlight on the whining part of that, the whining and dining, but I don't know. There's all kinds of great auction items. So anyway, go to 810whb.com if you want to bid on these items. You have until tonight at 10 o'clock, and you can bid on any of those items. And then we're going to have some awesome live auction items. And towards the end of the show tonight, the fabulous Nigro Brothers will be conducting the live auction, and I will be assisting them. I will read all the items, and then the Nigro Brothers will take over and take all the bids. They're the best in the business, and I have worked many charity events with them, so I look forward to doing that tonight as well. as part of my duties. And so, I mean, there it is. There's a lot going on. You know, we're going to have a tremendous amount of celebrities and Kansas City's favorite professional athletes of today and yesterday. I was talking to Mike Boddicker last night. He is now confirmed. He was not going to go. Then he was going to go. And then he claimed that he was not invited. And then I told him, of course, he's invited. And then, you know how Mike is. He needs to be tempted. He needs to be lured. And so he'll be there for sure. And he's ready to have at it. He's going to be on stage at one point. And so we're really, really, really excited. And I just can't wait. And we put a lot of work into it. But the most important thing is it's a way for our listeners to come out and celebrate with us and celebrate WHP. And we've just been a small part of the 100 years of WHP. WHP has been an institution, an icon in Kansas City for a century. And we're just glad we could be a small part of it and bring everyone together for a night of celebration. And again, most importantly, a night to raise money for the ALS Association Mid-America Chapter, Big Brothers Big Sisters Kansas City, the Victory Project, and Sharewaves. And we're doing this in conjunction also with the Chiefs Ambassadors. And so they do a lot of great work. So that's number one, right? That's number one. We're raising money for some great organizations. Number one by far. And then after that, number two is, you know, celebrating sports and entertainment in Kansas City with our listeners, with some of our best partners, and with some of our best on-air hosts of the past and guests and everything else. So it's about having fun, and it's about celebrating life. Because let me get real here for a minute. There have been several things that have happened to people near and dear to me over the past several months that have been splashes of reality into my face, which, you know, you shouldn't need things to happen like that to realize that life is precious, life is short. You know, every day is a gift, and this is a reason to stop, reflect, and just have a good time, and to celebrate each other and celebrate Kansas City, celebrate the town we live in, celebrate the sports that we watch, and have some entertainment, have some fun, you know, toss back a few drinks and just take a moment to enjoy life tonight. And so that might have been too real, but hey, I'm understanding. And as we get older and older, these nights are something to be to really embrace and to enjoy and to stop and smell the roses. And so I just hope everyone has fun tonight, Navy Katie.
Amen to that. It's been a tough couple years for everybody on different levels. And there are these little glimpses and little moments of happiness. And it's like, honestly, the best thing that ever happens is every once in a while you meet somebody that's listened to our show or listened to this radio station for a long time. In fact, I met a buddy of yours at the Sporting Kansas City game Saturday night who came up to me and said, man, I drive 35 minutes to work every day for the last 19 years.
A buddy of mine?
Yeah.
What's his name?
And, I've got it because we've exchanged messages. But he was saying, hey, I drive 35 minutes to work every day for the past 19 years. You guys are part of my morning. You know, you guys make me smile. You make me laugh. And I really appreciate that. And when somebody tells you that, Brian Keesee.
Never heard of him.
Okay. Well, anyways.
I see. Now I think you're lying.
Okay. Well, he said he...
Nate, you don't need to embellish to express your feelings.
Okay. Said he was from the Northland, grew up, you know, buddies with you. I don't know.
Okay, he's dear friend of mine. I love him.
I don't know what to believe anymore. Maybe he never listened to the show for a single second. I don't know.
Let me tell you this.
I don't know what to
believe. And that's the way I want to keep it. I don't want you to get comfortable.
I'm never.
I want you to always be unsure about things. Okay?
Mission accomplished.
There it is. Now finish your thought, please.
Well, it was just most of the time I feel like what we do is not that important. We sit around, we talk about sports, we joke around, we goof around. But then every once in a while when somebody tells you, hey man, you're a part of my day that puts me in a good mood when I'm going to work or when I'm doing things, that makes you feel like you actually do something that maybe matters at least a little bit. And that's what makes this radio station a special place, in my opinion. It's why I wanted to be a part of it before I got to come work here. And it's going to be, it's always awesome when you get a chance to hang out with the people that really are what make the radio station special, which is the people that listen to it. And they're part of the family. And we get to hang out with them tonight. And one of the great things about Kansas City is the way that our sports teams communicate with, or connect, I should say, with everybody who lives here. And how many people we talk about, like Mike Boddicker, who've chosen to make Kansas City home when they were done playing because they love the people in this town so much. And there is such a deep connection. And on that note, you know, we did that yesterday. That's one of the reasons I love Nicky Lopez so much, because he's one of those guys that fully understands the connection to this city. And he is constantly doing things to involve himself with the community and make this community a better place. He's going to be one of the guys that's there tonight. And you and I got to go see him doing something special with the community yesterday, which I know we're going to play an interview from here in a little bit. And it's really awesome to look down the list of celebrities that will be coming to the party tonight, because they're all people that feel the same way, that feel a deep connection to the people in this town.
Nicky Lopez, in conjunction with Kansas City Credit Union, the good people there, established a financial literacy program for kids to learn more about handling finances, things that, boy, I wish Nicky Lopez would have taught me about finances when I was a youngster. And we actually asked Nicky to help me now with my finances, and he politely declined. But we'll hear from Nicky Lopez here in a little bit. And also, one more RSVP, Steve St. John Sr. has RSVP'd. Wow. I found out his wife is out of town, so he has a hall pass, and he's been told to dress up, so maybe he wears a suit. And he's already pummeled me with questions about what time, where do I park, how far will I have to walk. So parking is at of the utmost importance to Steve St. John Sr., and we will find out where he will park later on today, and I will be texted and called many times, and there will be accusations made all day long. So we'll take a break. Back after this on Sports Radio 810, WHB and 38 The Spot. Stephen St. John and AP Katie here with Royals second baseman. Royals, if you play it all, you do it all. Nicky Lopez here at the Lynwood YMCA. And so catch success with Kansas City Credit Union. You had a chance to see a bunch of kids here graduate. You give them backpacks filled with school supplies. They get a they get to start a savings account with $25 for Kansas City Credit Union to get their, you know, savings started. And you've had a program that dealt with financial literacy. Tell me a little bit about why this started and why this was important to you.
Yeah, this program is something that I don't think I've ever seen before, which is something that's very enticing. You know, 12 weeks ago they started. To see these kids graduate was something very special. But the moment I, you know, met the YMCA and the Kansas City Credit Union, I was like, you know, hey, I want to be involved. And when a program like this came about, it was kind of how important a program like this is, especially at a young age. I didn't learn about financial, you know, literacy, financial, you know, budgeting, savings until I got to Creighton when I was in the business school, which is something that I'm still learning, even as a professional athlete. So these kids are starting at a young age, learning about savings, learning about all that stuff. So I think that's really, really important and can lead to future success.
Yeah, I feel like I could use some financial literacy classes.
You have a program for radio hosts that have very high credit card debt. High interest credit cards are mine.
But I saw that one of the things that they did for this program was work up marketing plans for you that you went through and all that. Did you get to see some of the work these kids did?
So I came here, you know, 2 weeks ago. They're actually on the back table right now. But they incorporated my jersey number and my name into business plans of what. And some of them were really good. Actually, all of them were very good. But some of them were like, wow, maybe we got to get that in the Kauffman Stadium. But it was very, very impressive. Super fun, super light. But these kids, like I said, have taken a serious, you know, they met on it head on and are, you know, taking a very serious interest in this stuff, which makes it that much better. You know, like I said earlier, we didn't know how it was going to go right when we started it. But I mean, this is going to be years to come too. We're gonna keep it going. These kids are great.
You've really embraced the community. I had a chance to work with you at the Challenger Fashion event for the Challenger program, yeah. And I can see the look on your face when you connect with these kids. Tell me a little bit about that and the responsibility you've taken to try to connect with the kids here at the YMCA, kids that maybe don't have the advantages of some of the other kids around Kansas City. You take that very seriously.
I do. The community is very important to me. Anytime I can give back to the community is something I'm very, very interested in. I don't know if you guys know, but I started Nikki's Number Ones, which is my charity around Kansas City. We work with Operation Breakthrough, the YMCA program, now with Catch Success, and the the Children's Hospital as well. And anytime I'm given a platform, so anytime I can use it, I like to do so. So to be able to come here, I'm a big relationship kind of guy too. I make relationships with people. And so, these kids are unbelievable. So it's something very, very special to me.
Got to ask you a couple of baseball questions. You talk about relationships. You got a lot of kids in that clubhouse now. You're the elder statesman. You're an old vet now. Michael Massey coming up. Nate Eaton. I know that's got to be it's a transition stage for you guys, seeing Witt traded and Carlos Santana and Benintendi. But how exciting is it to see some of the guys you came up with up here, and now they're looking to you for advice on everything?
Yeah, I feel like I'm the old man on the team, and I'm only 27, which is pretty special. But these kids are having fun. They're coming up, they're playing, their hardest, they're having fun, and you kind of see this different bit of energy around not only the clubhouse but also Kansas City as a whole. We were playing the Red Sox the other day, and Hosmer was at first, and I'm not trying to put words in his mouth, but I bet you he was looking over saying, hey, this is kind of what he felt when he was in Kansas City. So we're going to keep playing hard. We're going to, obviously we're not where we want to be record-wise this year, but if we can finish this season on a high note, it gives a lot of people, kind of a glimpse of what to look forward to in the future. So.
Well, one of those things about those teams Haas was a part of was some of the best defensive teams I've ever seen. And we saw Massey with a Gold Glove play yesterday. Nate looks like a great athlete. You're obviously Gold Glove caliber. How good can you guys be as a young team defensively?
I think the city is seeing it right now. You look around and we legitimately have, 9 Gold Glovers on the field at once. Obviously, Granke's won Gold Gloves. He's a key part of our clubhouse as well. Defensively, we're gonna pick it. That's our main job is to make plays behind the pitchers. They're busting their butt on the mound. The least we can do is make some plays for them in the field. But we're having fun. It's a different kind of mood in the clubhouse right now, which is great. And we're just gonna try to finish this season on a high note. And I mean, it's. Is it too early to start looking forward to next year when given the, an 0-0 record? I mean, maybe not. So we're really excited.
You're also going to be a guest at our WHB 100-year celebration tomorrow night at the Midland. Mm-hmm. I think Scott Barlow is going to be there, Hunter Dozier. Again, connecting the community and helping great causes like the ALS Association and Big Brothers Big Sisters. But also there's an entertainment aspect of it. Can you sing or dance? Are you available to perform? Can you juggle? Can you do anything like that that might entertain the people outside of baseball?
See, I like to do that behind closed doors. So if there's people there, I don't know if I'll be able to. So,
what do you think of his shoes? Because he likes to wear really the Jordans. Like, what? Give me your thoughts on those.
I think those are great shoes. I think those are something I might wear. What size are you?
You never want to answer that question because that's usually when you get beat up and somebody takes your shoes. But
he just made a fist right now.
No, you're very intimidating right now, Nikki. But I will say this. Financial literacy, I don't know how wise of a purchase it is for me to be buying Jordans at this stage in my life, but I like your Jordan 1s a lot too. But to bring it all back home though, it is awesome here to see the way the kids have responded to what you've done with financial literacy and all the work you're doing in the community. We really love seeing what you're doing with the kids.
I really appreciate it, and I'm looking forward to the future. It's I think it's going to keep getting better and better.
In closing, give me one piece of financial advice, because I do need it. What can you tell me, please?
Save. Horns of saving.
Too late for that, Nikki. That's Nikki Lopez. Back after this on WHB.
Ring on the line, five. I'm Big Sexy. Why y'all wanna test me with this sports talk? Ayo, I walk the walk where sports entertainment lives. Hardcore to the bone. Ayo, what up, wrong? Got Steve,
Megan the Casey star on my team. Nah, it ain't a dream to ear, guys. I'm gonna get ya. Malo 5150. Jason Whitlock, neighborhood on AM radio. I am Sports Entertainment Talk from the Midwest. And if you
welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John, Nate Buchanan, Marco Marquez. I'm live at the President Hotel, where I will be staying the next couple of nights, as they are wonderful hosts for me anytime I'm doing an event down in downtown KCMO. And another man that will be in downtown KCMO tonight at the Midland for the WHB 100-year anniversary celebration. You heard the song, so you know who it is, Mr. Jason Whitlock. Jason, good morning. How are you?
Awesome, Steve. Wow, I can't believe y'all still have that song. I would love to get a copy of that myself. That is
okay.
5150
so
mental Monica.
Man, I was just getting ready to say that, man. The first thing I think about our old friend Keith Loniker, who's no longer with us. Rest in peace. But Big Lonnie, man, what a great guy, huh?
Yeah, that. I mean, when you first saw, I was like, hold on, man, I've heard that song. And then that brings back great memories, man. We were doing some really. We were being ahead of the curve, man. That's what I love about Sports Radio 810 and the 1510 and the whole story is just we were just young and dumb and just trying anything, and a lot of it was working.
You know, that's what I was going to kind of lead into the next question. I was going to ask you, say, great memories. What are a couple that pop into your head, like when you hear that song and you think back to when we were doing the morning show? What are some of your favorite memories from your time at 810?
Literally how much fun it was and how we just made up on the fly. And they worked. I mean, we were really creative. I mean, you remember some of the skits and bits we did that hilarious. Tanner South. I'm sure Marty Schottenheimer didn't like that, but we had fun.
Oh yeah, it was all fun. Remember the Godfather saga we did when they hired Dick Vermeil?
Yeah.
We did
Lenny the Bull Styles. Yeah,
that's right.
How about Jimmy the Freak? I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Jesse.
That's right.
To his wife, but
I'm sorry,
Jackson.
That's
Miss
right.
Jackson.
That's right.
That's right.
We did all those Christmas songs too. I mean, we had a lot of fun back in the day. And man, I'd like to get my hands. See, that's one thing I have. You know, the songs we still have in the system, like the intro songs and the music we had. But I don't. I think Brian Truda might have some of them. But some of those skits and some of those parody songs, yeah. I would love to get my hands on those again. Because there's, I mean, like you said, we were on the edge there. Not everyone was glad or happy with what we were doing, but it made for some entertaining radio.
No question about it. There was a wet blanket that, you know, didn't like our creativity. But thank God, you know, Chad was running the station and emboldened us to, you know, do whatever we wanted to do and be as creative as we wanted to be. And I mean, when you had guys like Brian Truda, who, you know, dreamed of getting into radio and was just a young kid and was willing to do anything, we just had to tap into that energy. And, I mean, that's what led to the Share the Wealth walkout. That's what led to the Turkey Bowl. That's what led to MU Rock turning into the longest tenured and now the star of Sports Radio 810. How's a guy go from calling in as MU Rock the face of the radio station? That can only happen at, you know, a station that's creative and has thrown all the rules out.
Oh, yeah, man. Like I always tell you, you know, when I was doing the nighttime show, you know, I don't know how many people were listening, but I think at least you were sometimes. And when you asked me to, you know, come and help you and co-host with you and be a part of Jason Whitlock's Neighborhood, that was a big break for me. And I always will feel gratitude towards you for allowing me to have that kind of platform. And that really helped my career and led to, you know, hey, what were the odds of all the people that were on the airbag? I was going to be the last one standing here at 8:10. That was quite the long shot, I think. You know what I mean? I mean, I look back and the path that's led me here, I don't think that could ever be duplicated.
No, and particularly not in this era. But look, man, you had a natural affinity and connection to Kansas City, and so did everybody at the station. But,
right,
you know, the whole character you started with, MU Rock, was just, hey, I'm the ultimate sports fan. I'm a Mizzou fan. I love the Royals. I love the Chiefs. And, you know, we were really dedicated to being the voice of the fan. And, you know, look, the whole thing started 1510 was like caller driven radio. And, you know, we made Kenny and Casey guys that hated, we made them all a part of the show and what we were doing. And I mean, it was just an awesome experience and connection to the city. And I think, you know, coming back, that's what you think about when you think of 810. What does it really embody? And it's a sincere, authentic connection to a city and its sports fans that has, you know, now how long is it been Sports Radio 810? 20 years?
I think it flipped in 1999 is when it flipped. So,
oh wow, 23 years.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, and you think about, I'm serious, think about a guy now, Lebo, being an Oklahoma fan. That was the only flaw in his game. but I don't know, man. It's just a great station and just great memories. And no matter where I go, I'll run into people that can say, hey, man, and I still get emails to this day. You guys were the ones that told me about the World Trade Center and 9/11.
Yes.
I was listening to you guys, yes, in the morning in real time. And people make that reference to me all the time.
Yeah, I'll never forget that. We were in the studio doing the show, and Frank Bull ran in the studio and told us to turn on one of the news channels. And we didn't really know anything what was happening, and we all found out about it in real time, and we all talked about it on the air. Yeah, that certainly is a morning that I will never forget. Nate Bucati is also on with us. Nate, say hello to Jason Whitlock.
What's up, Jason? How are you, man?
Awesome, Nate.
You know, I was thinking about it because I was stuck working at another radio station at the time that you guys were having all this fun. And I remember how jealous I was of the cool kids at the cool kid table doing all the fun stuff. And I was stuck doing something else. But one of the things that you just touched on that I remember, this is funny how these little snapshots happen. Not only did you guys have a lot of fun, you were so plugged into what was going on in town and what people cared about and what was relevant. And the day that Roy Williams was contemplating leaving Kansas the first time, when he did the I'm Staying press conference, I remember being stuck in a car listening to you guys that whole day. And you had like sent half of your staff up to Lawrence. And that was like kind of the early days of cell phone usage on the radio. And I remember you guys had Davey B hiding somewhere in like a hallway in Allen Fieldhouse, and you had him live on the air. And I just remember this, where I don't remember who all you had, probably Steven and Megan in studio or whatever. And Davey B is on the phone with you, and he's like, Roy Williams just walked. He's walking to the parking garage right now. What should I do? And all three of you at the same time, you'll go talk to him. Go talk to him. And like, he walked up to him with a cell phone and asked him, like, hey, are you leaving? Are you going to North Carolina? And that was all live on the radio. It was incredible. And I just remember sitting there listening, going, there's like nobody in radio had ever written some sort of manual on how to cover an event like that. You guys just did it organically, and it was amazing stuff.
really was, and you just made me remember Carl Peterson versus Ethan Locke and listening to that play out on Todd Lebo's cell phone live on air. Yeah, man, we were just out doing it. Young guys, just like, let's do it. Let's rewrite the playbook. We don't like what we've been getting, and you know, that's the beauty of America. If you don't like what you're getting, you have the opportunity to build exactly what you like, and that's where you got to give, you know, Chad and Jerry Green and these guys, you know, Keatsman credit, whomever. You got to give them credit for just going for it. And you know, if I pardon the arrogance or the pat on the back, you know, I'm about to give myself, but just keep it. I give Chad and these guys so much credit. They're like, hey, man, this fat dude, Jason Whitlock, just showed up in Kansas City, and he's writing all this crazy stuff in the newspaper. And they're like, you know what, we can do that in radio, too. Let's do it. And it was an amazing time. And I sit and complain about, like, this technology era we're in now where the social media apps are so in control, and it feels to me like things are less organic, that it's much more difficult to do what we did 20, 30 years ago because, you know, it seems like the system has more control, and what we were doing was completely outside the system. And, you know, that's where I guess my frustration comes in, is like, could we do that now in this environment where you got to kind of more stick to a script and a narrative, or the whole social media system will come against you? And so that makes me nostalgic and, you know, irritates me a little bit. And that's why I just cherish what we were doing in Kansas City in the 1990s.
I can promise you there are several parody songs that we could not do now that we did back. quite a few comedy bits, and there's some specific drops we used to play that I know that we couldn't do now. You know what I just thought of? You remember when you made Dean Demopoulos, the UMKC coach, mad because you kept criticizing John Chaney, and D-Mop came in there to debate you one-on-one about his mentor.
Oh, yeah.
When he was at Temple, man, I thought that was hilarious, too. That was incredible. And the other thing I remember, I can't remember who it was, but we had a guy that played football at KU that had just got drafted in the NFL, and you had said, you write down some questions for me to ask him. And I wrote down, ask him, you know, when he was at Kansas, did Mark Mangino make him hungry
Kansas
to win?
Kansas State, Steven.
was it Kansas State?
Mangino was the offensive coordinator.
Okay.
Kansas State, and you're talking about, they had a running back, I think, Josh Scobie. And then Mangino then took the head coaching job at Kansas, and we
That's right.
Josh Scobie. Hey, do you think Mangino will bring the hunger back?
That's right. But you,
man, what about the parody song where I think it was your voice? Peanuts, hot dogs.
Yeah, yeah.
Mangino cussed out a kid or a referee at his kid's high school football game or something. Some parody off Mangino.
That's right. But you tried to read the question about bringing the hunger back to KU, and you spit water up in the air, and I had to run out of the studio because I was laughing too hard. And I remember Scobie's going, oh, come on, man. Come on, man.
Steven, come on. This has been 20 years ago, and we can remember it off the top of our heads, which just speaks to I don't know. It just speaks to what an indelible mark. And, you know, maybe we're just a group of narcissists or whatever. But I don't know. That just stuff was just so memorable and just so just fun, man.
I remember just, you guys doing a song. And by the way, I interned for Don Fortune. I love Don Fortune. But you guys did it because he always used to do commercials for Tippins Pies. And you guys did a song called Walking with a Tippins in My Hand instead of Walking in a Winter Wonderland. Oh my God!
Do you remember? No. Do you remember when we did the superhero parody when he was Catman because of the?
Steven. Remember, I cornered him in an elevator at Arrowhead Stadium about the cat team, the cat team thing. He left in that house, and he got sued. Yes, Catman.
Thank you. I have nothing to say to you, Jason. Thank you very much. Thank you. That's what he kept telling you. Damn. Hey, we combined two segments together, so we're just about out of time because we're on TV now. But final minute, I'll give you just tell me what it means to you to come back to Kansas City and be a part of the celebration of WHB.
You know, it means everything, and I'm glad, you know, Chad invited me, and I haven't been in the city, I think, in a couple of years, and so, and maybe longer, I can't, well, yeah, it's been at least 2 years, because I came through there on my way to Nashville, and so I've needed to get back, and looking forward to, I saw the list of people that are going to be there, and I'm like, oh man, Grunhard and Bill Miles, and I saw Gary Pinkle, I think, on the list, and Bill Snyder, I think, was, you know,
yes.
And so I'm just looking forward to, you know, reconnecting with all those guys. I'm about to ask a question I don't know the answer to. Is Frank Bowl, is he still in Kansas City?
He absolutely is. He will never go away. He's here forever. He'll outlive all of us.
Yeah. So, you know, it's just guys like that I'm looking forward to seeing and reconnecting with. And Steven, have you reconnected with Dennis Evans now that he's back in Kansas?
I didn't even know until I saw it on Twitter. So I gotta reach out to him. I didn't even know he was back here. So, no, I have not yet.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to seeing Dennis. You know, Dennis and I have maintained our friendship, and literally we've talked about you, and we've had conversations about what a big deal you are at Sports Radio 810 and around the city. So, yeah, hopefully we'll see Dennis tonight. Definitely going to connect with him. So, I don't know. I'm just looking forward to being in town and getting me some Gates barbecue at some point.
There you go. Hey, Whit, thanks a lot for the time, man. We look forward to seeing you tonight. It's going to be a great night. Thanks for spending some time with us on the show.
No worries. Thank you, guys.
That's Jason Whitlock. He'll be there tonight at the Midland. Hopefully you will, too, on Sports Radio 810 WHB.